Mizbech HaChitzoin, the ashes that come off the Mizbech HaChitzoin, the Sibbo the Postik says, V'somo Eitz HaMizbech. Meaning to say, that there's a mitzvah of true methodeshen. You have to take off the ashes from the Mizbech HaChitzoin, the Shabbat pool every morning, and put it on the side of the Mizbeach to do this mitzvah. So it's a big question, who, where the Mishnah talk about Mizbech HaChitzoin, the Chura Mishnah talk about Mizbech HaPnim. A lot of different shotim, Rashi learns pshat, that by Trumas and Mizbech over here, that there's Nisim Milu on it, because the prophet says, take it out fast, even on Nas Mitzvos, and still there's Nisim Milu. Taisus says, we're not talking about Nisim Milu here, but Sam, how do we Bechlau know there's a mitzvah of Dishon? Our Mishnah says, Mashmah by Mizbech HaPnim, there's a mitzvah of Dishon, taking the ashes out. Just if we take it out, our Mishnah says, there's no Nisim Milu. But how do we know Bechlau there's a mitzvah to take the ashes off from the Mizbech HaPnim or the Menorah? So Mor says, Bishlam, you understand that there's a mitzvah true matadeshen by the Mizbech HaChitzoin. Because the Pasuk says, with some way, it's Mizbech. But the question is, Mizbech HaPnimi, by the Mizbech HaPnim though, Minolon. The way Torah says, how do you know Bechlau there's a mitzvah of true malai to take the ashes out? A Mishnah is Mashmah, you're supposed to take the ashes out. Tradition, and saying, if you take the ashes out, there is no more mila. But the Chura, how do we know to say that the mitzvah altogether to take the ashes off the Mizbeach or the Menorah? So Marin says, Omer Rab Lozad Yom HaKor, the Pasuk says, Tehaser es Merosai, is by the avoidab of a knife, take off its Merosai, the crap, then I sauce it with its feathers, and it says there, Eitzel am Mizbeach, by Eitzel Makam Adeshen. So the question is, the main of Indul Mizbeach HaChitzen, if you do not need this Pasuk to say, there's no need of Makam Adeshen, for the Mizbech HaChitzoin, because the other ready Pasuk of the Samo Eitzel HaMizbech is to win the Mizbech Panimi, use this extra Pasuk that it says by knife, or by the Mokam HaDeshen to say that from the Mizbech HaPanim also there's a mitzvah to take off his ashes and put it next to the ashes of the Mizbech HaChitzoin, Eitzel HaMizbech. So verses maybe no, Eimer maybe Idiv, Idiv and Mizbech HaChitzoin, maybe both Pasukim are talking about the Mizbech HaChitzoin. You know why I need this pasuk by knife to say the Eser es Merotzai, put it sasa and put it the Eitzel Mizbeach, is to teach us where you're supposed to put it. I need it for that mokum to be a kveya mokum that the crop with its feathers you have to put by the mokum adashin. So Moses says, no, I'm came and so, lay the crop of the pasuk just to say, Eitzel Mizbeach, just by the Mizbeach. Mahadeshin, what the pasuk say, Eitzel Hadeshin, that's extra. It means to say the afilu mizbech ha'pnimi, and afilu mizbech ha'pnimi, that there is mitzvah to take the ashes off the mizbech ha'pnim and put it by the makam adeshin. Means the same place where you put the trumas adeshin from the mizbech ha'chitzoin, and where is that? Eitzel mizbech. The Gemara says menorah menorah. How do we know by the menorah there's a mitzvah of dishon of taking off the ashes? The Gemara says from the word deshin ha'deshin. It's just when it said the word deshin. And it says, Hadeshin to teach us, not only on the Mizbech HaPnim, but even on the Menorah also, you have this mitzvah to take off the yeshes. Now the Mishnah says, Rabbi Shimon says, Turin Shleigiyas Manon Moilin Bohen. Shimon knows not like the Mishnah before. The Mishnah before says, if you makdish these Turim when they're too young, there's no Wisamila. He knows now, if you makdish the Turim, these those when they're too young, still there is a Nisim Milah. But B'nai Yonah, if you makdish the young pigeons, Shavra's Manim, when they're too old already, L'nenim 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 boy, there's no, L'nenim means you're not allowed to have anah from it, but if you do have anah from it, there's no Nisim Milah V'nai Meilim B'hem. So it looks like this. Vishlaim is good, Rabbi Shimon, K'diktoni Tam, he says his reasoning. Rabbi Shimon used to say, that kol haroyu liyachas man ve'gdisha b'terech zmanoi haroyu b'loi sasei v'yein b'chorus al rabbona ma'ishno mechus his zman v'zman midin hori'ay v'bul mum v'zabab z'idin hu. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape. We'll stop here. Yehon daf yudveziya by the top Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon says that turin shleigiyah zmanin, let's say someone who's makdish these turin, these does, that they're too young. The lochrish can only use it when it's older. You're makdish it before its age. So lochrish, moilin behen, he holds yes. Not like the Mishnah before that there's no isamila. But Rabbi Shimon holds yes, there is an isamila chal. But the opposite way around, let's say you're makdish b'nei yoina, those are young pigeons. Shehovah's manim, you're makdish them when they're too old already, they can't be used for korban. Then he also agrees to Tanakamo that l'nenev l'moylem b'hen, there's no, you know what I have on north from it, but there's no isamila. Since you're makdish it, and it's not fit to be brought for korban, you have before a bird, you can't be paido, therefore it has no isamila on it. Therefore l'moylem. But in the ratio, that's the machlokes. The Tanakhama says in both cases there's no isamila. And Shimon holds yes, that by oifos, if you're makish to turin before when they're too young, so still it's chal nisamila. Now the Gemara says, Bishtoim, it's very good to understand. Bishtoim, Rabbi Shimon, it's only time. We understand that Shimon's reason is like this. Like he says the Gemara in Zvachim even, that Shehoi Rabbi Shimon used to say that called Haroyo Liyachazman. Anything that's fit, even to be used first tomorrow, v'egdisha b'teich zmanoi, and you're makdish it today, as a rehu b'loisa say, you're over in Yisalav, just v'yein b'korus, there's no isakorus. There was a machlokes about shchut echutz, that if you shech the korban outside the base of mikdash, so you chayiv korus. That has to be only a korban that's fit to be brought inside, that has to be fit to be brought inside the base of mikdash. So the machlokes, let's say, was oisav yisbanoi. In the case where, let's say, you shechted, let's say, the kid today, and now you will makdish the mother. The question is, today the mother is not fit to be brought inside, because there's an Isser Oys of Yesbenai. But tomorrow, it is fit to be brought. So Shimon holds, if you makdish it today, l'maisa d'gdusha chal on it, just if you shecht it outside today, hold, you're not chayiv koris, because it wasn't fit to be brought inside today. So you're not chayiv koris, but l'maisa y'chayiv alav. So I call upon him, we see, even though when you makdish it now, it's not fit to be used, but since tomorrow it will be fit to be used, it has kedusha on it. And therefore, if you shecht it b'chutz, he holds yichayiv, you're over alav. So it's good in the Mishnah. If you makdish these birds too early, the kedusha is still chal. That's what is in Nisa Mila. So it's good, Rabbi Shimon. The question is, Ela Rabbonin, the Rabbonin, how could they say the Issa is not the kedusha, is not chal, there's no Issa Mila? Maishtam and Mechusas man, why is it worse than any korban? The law of you can't bring a korban until it's at least 7 days old. On the 8th day, you first bring it. So if somebody's makdish the behema when it's 1 day old, the kedusha is chal. So why here also, if you makdish these birds too early, wash in the kedusha b'chal and you bring it first later. So we are not like this. Mechusas man, midi di hevi abun. That is the law you can be makdish a mechusas man, and we learn it out from a b'chor. Every b'chor is that way. As soon as the b'chor is born, it has kedusha merechem. And at that time, it's not fit to be brought for korban. Still, you see the kedusha is chal. But what's the pshat? Because even if it becomes a bal mumle to the animal, the bar pigeonhu, the lochridge, could be poida, the animal takes the kedusha off. So always the story is, if it's a strong kedusha, then you could take it off through pigeon. So that's why by behemoth, since the kedusha is so strong, it could even be chal, koidim zman, when it's mechusa zman, before it's 7 days old. Or that's why mechusa zman works. But here we're talking about be makdish a bird. You want to be makdish these turin, and you makdish them before when they're too young to be used for carbon. So birds are different. Kivon diyein mum poisel b'yoifois. Look, if you have an oif, there's no psul ba mum. And even when it becomes a mechusar eivar, you can't be poida or oif. The kedusha it has on the mashma is not that strong, it's kedusha. And therefore, you can never take off the kedusha of an oif. So therefore, that's the klava. Kivun dein mum place to be oifes, aim the oifes pigeon. Or oifes have no pigeon, you can't be poid, you can't take off the kedusha. So the Rashi is mazba, the svar is then, you see the kedusha is not that strong on a knife. So therefore, when is there a kedusha to be chal, that you're over the isamila, that's when the oifes fit to be used. But in here, where these b'nei tyrin, they're tyrin, they can only be used when they're older, when their feathers turn yellow. And if you makdish it now when they're younger before that zman, since it's not fit to be used, that's the Rabban Svar to say, there's no isamila chal. The kedusha is not that strong, there's no isamila chal on it. Another one says, Omar Ulam Rav Yechanan, Kodshim Shemesu is Yotsu Madei Milo Dvataru. You have a regular korban, and then it dies. It dies by itself, the lochriz, when it's dead, the kedusha goes off, there's no isamila, it's not aimed to bring for korban anymore. So the isamila goes off, that's the Svara. That's midiraisa. Could be midirabonim, there's still a mila on it. But I call upon a midiraisa, we say this, the mila goes off. Yosavul Ulu was sitting down, or Komolo Lashmati, he's saying, so Yosavul Komolo, he said over this halacha Lashmati. Omolo Rav Chizuk, he said, Man Shmi Lecho, who listens to you like Ula? Well, Rabbi Yochanan Rabbah, and to your Rebbe Rabbi Yochanan Nos, who listens to you? In other words, he argues. Rav Chisda wanted to argue. As he asked the question, V'chi Kedusha Sheben Leichen Olcho, like where did the Kedusha go? The mice, it was a Kovin, it had Kedusha on it. So just the fact that it dies, so what? What happened to Kedusha? Where did it go? See, he holds that Chur is still B'yosim and Yiraisa. Omalei, so Ula said back, Omalei, Tikshu Maftit and Seik, I have a question for now, Mishnah. Turin Shlegiyaz Manon says now Mishnah before. The Yamaktish these Turin before came the Zman. Or else B'nai Yarno Yamaktish these young pigeons Shrafas Man after the Zman passed by. Says the Mishnah Lernen of Lemailin. Then with the Rabban in the both cases, the you can't have Anor from it, but there's no Yisimila. So Chura Hachinam here now Mishnah also asks the same question. Neymo Kedusha Sheben Lechen Ocho, what happened to the Kedusha? So one Pshat says Zmash Madika Kashkris from B'nai Turin. There it, from B'nai Yoina. There it's mashed, even though you marked the ship before when it was young, but the mice now when it gets older, the mashed the Kedusha goes off by itself. So he asked the same question in the Mishnah, what happened to the Kedusha? So he said like this, the Menach Nami Omla answered back and said, Mardina Lechal agreed to you like this, Diyika Mila Midrabonin. That's true, I agreed to you that what, Shalvah, the Yursas are here, that I'm asking to you, you're right, the Midraisa, the Mila goes off, the Shalvah is though you mashma, there still is the Mila Midrabonin. The kashya, that was my question. Me can meet you through anything to me kara lo yispe mila. At the beginning there's no istamila. Or lipsaif yispe mila. At the end there is an istamila. How could that be? So now it's mashma that by at least by the B'nai Turin at least, that where you amaktish them before, you amaktish the B'nai Turin before it's man. So at that time the Kedusha was not chal. So if the Kedusha is not chal, what kind of svar is it that there's no Kedusha midiraisa that midirabon that should be chal? Like this, Shleim, if it was once Chal Midi Raisa, I could understand why it's still Midi Rabbanin. But in a case where it was never Chal Midi Raisa, what kind of swear is that there should be an Yisimila Midi Rabbanin? So Mar says, what kind of question is that? V'loi, V'yika Dam, there's a Klal of Dam. We have before in the Mishnah, Timikora Les Be'mila. By Dam, there's no Yisimila Midi Raisa on Dam. Or Lebsai, if we said after the Dam of the Kachim goes out to Nachal Kidron, Is Be'mila, there is an Yisimila. There's none we learned. Dam, when you mark this, with the dam of Karbonis, when you first make this rika, there's no Yisimila on that dam. Yotzal Nachal Kidron, later when the dam goes flowing out to Nachal Kidron, then Meilomba, then there is a Yisimila. So here you see, Shaykh to have something, that Midiraisa, there's no Yisimila at all, and the only man Yisimila Midirabonin. So that's Pshat Namishno, so by his B'nai Tairin, that Midiraisa is not Chal, is according to Rabbonin, the Yisimila at all, but it's only Yosem Midirabonin. So where I'm like this, the Gemara says, Amr Teh like this. Hosam nami ike mila mikorator. No, there's also mila. By dam also, it's possible there was mila before. What does that mean to say?